Arthur Smith and his Cracker Jacks with the Banjo Boogie. And it looks like you've stumbled upon WHFM, Herman's Radio and Record Room. Music from an imaginary radio station in honor of my father's memory. I'm DJ Frederick, and my father was Herman Moe. He was a radio technician, a cowboy singer, and a rustic guitar player, and he performed in bars, cafes, and live on the airwaves during the 1930s, before enlisting in World War II and spending 3.5 years in India and Burma. So this show is my homage to him. We'll be sampling some music that I know he would have loved from mid-century America.
Wind blows free, a wonder we see every day. And like the wind, I get the end, I obey. Yes, I want to be like the wind that's free and be able to go any place that I please. Anytime I please, like the wind that's free. Some people say that a wandering soul is weak, afraid to face life's obstacles it meets. But I don't agree with their philosophy anyway. You just can't be tied down and be free every day. And I want to be independent, you see, and be able to go any place that I please, any time I please, like the wind that's free. No mortal being can change what I believe. God alone holds my destiny for me. Yes, I want to be like the wind that's free and be able to go any place that I please, any time I please, like the wind that's free. Get up and leave like the wind that's free.
Postage due. The postman comes each morning about 10:30. And then at 2 o'clock he comes around again. The only thing he ever brings is mail I sent to you. He rings the bell, I hear him yell, you've got some postage due, postage due. I got some letters back today, postage due. And what a price I had to pay. I got a great big package that was worn and torn apart. I looked inside and how I cried. I saw my broken heart. Postage due. That's how you sent it back to me. Postage due. Now hear my plea. 4 cents an ounce is not so much for just a letter or two. But when you mail a broken heart, there's so much postage due, postage due. I have to pay postage due on my letters from you. That's how you sent it back to me, postage due. Now hear my plea. 4 cents an ounce is not so much for just a letter or two, but when you mail a broken heart, there's so much postage due, postage due. I have to pay postage due on my letters from you.
Pee-wee King with Postage Due from Pee-wee King's Country Hoedown. And before that, Dick Campbell and Like the Wind That's Free. Well, you're tuned to WHFM, Herman's Radio and Record Room on WPCQ. I'm DJ Frederick. We've got some more tunes coming up momentarily.
You can have vegetables, lots of them, on your table next winter. You can have your own fresh vegetables on your table this summer if you have your own Victory Garden. Yes, there's no restriction on home canning and home processing of vegetables and garden fruits and berries. Plan your Victory Garden now. Get your garden plot lined up. Get the advice of a garden expert if you need it. And be prepared to grow your own for victory. Join a garden club or a community garden movement, or share a garden with your neighbor. You can help win the battle of food production. You can help armed fighting men get the food they need. You can help save the vital metals used in commercial canning if you grow your own Victory Garden in 1943. For further information, write to Victory Gardens, Washington, D.C. Victory Gardens, Washington, D.C.
You're far away from me, my love, but just as sure as there are stars above, I know, baby, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. My love was yours right from the start. You possess my soul and you own my heart. I know, darling, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. Long time ago, I made a big mistake. Every night to kiss your lips, to hold you tight. I know, darling, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. Just as the moon is gonna rise, someday
you're mine. Someday we'll be together. I will love you all the time. Someday we'll be
Boston Pops Orchestra with I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Someone wrote that song, recorded it, made it famous, I forget who. And before that, Johnny and Jackie from 1961, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It's Herman's Radio and Record Room, from my imagination to your ears. Music that my dad would have listened to back in the day. And that includes some jazz, some easy listening, some guitar, some folk music, some country, some gospel, you name it. If you have some music you'd like to hear from the 1940s, 50s, or 60s, please feel free to email me at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove, all one word, at conknet.com. That was the Black Mountain Rag by the band Woodsmoke. Before that, Louis Bonfá, all the way from Brazil, with Zango. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into WHFM, Herman's Radio and Record Room, here on WBCQ Shortwave.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. One thing to bear in mind as we approach the end of Confederate History Month: the slaughter of the Civil War failed in many ways to solve the problems the planters of the South had created. Even after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, the prejudices that underlay slavery remained. Blacks were still considered property, in attitudes, if not in fact. And a great swath of the U.S. South would do everything within its power to ensure that blacks were never treated as humans with equal rights. Against such a cultural wasteland, William Moore stands out. A Baltimore postal worker, William Morris set out in April of 1963 to walk from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi. He wanted to deliver a letter to Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett urging him to accept integration. On his walk, Moore wore sandwich boards reading, quote, "Equal Rights for All" and "Mississippi or Bust," unquote. And on the back it read, quote, "End segregation in America. Eat at Joe's, both black and white," unquote. On April 23rd, and less than 70 miles into his walk, about an hour northeast of Birmingham, Alabama, William Moore was shot twice in the head and killed, his body left by the side of the road. No one has ever been convicted of his murder.
In April of 2008, two people finally completed Moore's Walk, traveling the 320 miles from Reese City, Alabama, to Jackson, Mississippi. There, they delivered Moore's original letter to Mississippi's current governor, Haley Barbour. In his letter, Moore reasoned that, quote, the white man cannot be truly free himself until all men have their rights, unquote. He asked Governor Barnett to, quote, be gracious and give more than is immediately demanded of you, unquote. 45 years later, the current governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, still refused to accept the letter. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Roscoe Weathers Orchestra with the Bob White Bird. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of WHFM, Herman's Radio and Record Room here on WBCQ. I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings, and I will see you next month here on the High Frequencies.